7:18 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line our good friend Jeff Beierlein, West Point graduate, former Black Hawk pilot, combat veteran, healthcare executive, Owen Graduate School of Management MBA graduate, and now candidate for the Republican nomination in the 5th Congressional District. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
We're great. We're great. Looks like you picked up an endorsement over the weekend. Tell us about that.
I did. I'm quite honored to be endorsed by SEALPAC, which is the nation's leading veterans organization, PAC, endorsing myself and quite a few of the other veterans trying to get more involvement in our congressional process. So I'm delighted.
Very good. Okay, so tell us a little bit about this Tennessee National Guard situation. You were down there. I think, were you the only TN5 candidate at the rally?
There were a couple of us. Stuart was down there. Trace was down there as well.
Okay.
Oddly enough, there were several missing, but we got to be a part of the rally in support of our guardsmen. By the way, I was part of the National Guard for several years at the end of my career. And I can tell you it's very, very well organized. So we got a petition of probably at least 80 or 90 folks who were down there in support of this. And then we marched to the governor's office. He wasn't present. We got a very tepid response about that.
But, tepid response.
Very, very proud.
You're a very polite guy. Tepid response. That means they didn't do anything, right?
Well, they said, we will pass this on to the governor. That's what happened. And to my knowledge, we haven't heard anything.
Well, what should the governor do here?
You know, there's a bunch of things he should do. And secondly, we should expect more from Governor Lee in this regard as well. If we look at what some of the other governors have done, from North Dakota to South Carolina or Texas and Florida, you know, taking a more proactive stance, he should be suing the federal government or the Department of Defense because they're compromising our state's readiness. And we're leaving at least several hundred of our Tennessee guardsmen swinging in the wind. And this is unacceptable.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about the last days of the campaign here. Now, it is July the 5th. The primary election is August the 4th. You have 8 competitors that are qualified candidates for the Republican nomination. Early voting begins on Friday. Tell us what you're doing campaign-wise.
Sure. Early voting is actually Friday the 15th. So not this Friday, but
next Friday. Thank you.
We had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I was downtown Franklin yesterday talking to some folks. It wasn't a big setup or anything, but just introducing myself and talking to people about the issues. The highlight of the weekend was actually the Bellevue Breakfast Club for the folks in Davidson County. Lonnie Spivak did an excellent job. We had about 60 or 65 folks there talking to them about the issues, who we are, what we represent, and, you know, giving them an alternative to some of the other candidates as well.
Well, what is it about you that's the alternative? Because all the talk is, you know, you don't have the same amount of money that Beth Harwell has, former Speaker of the House, retired Brigadier General Kurt Winstead of the Tennessee National Guard, or Mayor Andy Ogles. So those are generally considered sort of the three front runners from a financial perspective.
Sure.
What do you offer voters, and how are they responding to you?
And Michael, that's a great point. And to me, it's not just about money, which is part of the reason I'm running. I'm astounded by some of the dollars that a lot of our competitors are pulling in. And I didn't get in this for money. And that's not going to be the one point I stand on. I am a bit different from the other candidates. I've been told, well, you don't have a record to run on. But I look at that a bit differently. You know, I've carried the water for this country for many years in some of the most difficult situations, domestically and in downrange. I spent 5 years of my life in other countries, from Honduras to South Korea, did 2 tours of Iraq. I was a leader in the 101st Airborne in the Black Hawk unit. And we've done a bunch of different things on the business side as well, running healthcare units across multiple states, employing hundreds and hundreds of people, building businesses, training, employing and working through COVID, providing care to thousands of patients. So that sets me apart. I think I'm a heck of a lot more like some of the voters than maybe somebody may have been a lobbyist or a bureaucrat. But at the end of the day, I'm very proud of my record. I'm proud of what we can do. You know, there are several leaders who've taken charge of our country who've done an excellent job, namely Donald Trump. And I think we need somebody from the outside to really drive change, Michael.
So you were a Black Hawk pilot, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What's it like being a Black Hawk pilot?
You know, people ask me all the time. I'm very, very proud of flying. But as a unit commander, I had 30 or 35 pilots by the time we went into Iraq and the same number of crew chiefs and enlisted men as well. Flying is great, but leading our men and women on a mission downrange is something I'm even more proud of about flying.
So, can you talk about any of those missions? What sticks in your mind most about your time leading a combat unit in Iraq?
Yeah, the ones that stand out the most are obviously the first ones on the 23rd of March 2003 when we went across the berm, not knowing what to expect, and it was a tragic day because we lost several folks before we even went in. There was a fratricide event that occurred in an adjacent camp where there was a Sergeant Akbar of the 101st who threw some grenades into a tent and started shooting some of the soldiers from the 101st. This was the morning we went in. So the day started off on a terrible note. It wasn't bad when we went in. I think they took care of most of the air defense and then continued further. But the days that stand out the most are the days when everything went wrong, Michael. A helicopter went down. We've got to rescue the crew. We've got to find other resources across the battlefield to get care to our soldiers. And that's where real leadership shows. And, you know, I'm proud of what we did. I'm proud of more so of the sacrifice of my teammates and what we were able to accomplish.
When you're in combat, people are shooting at you. Do you have fear?
Oh, of course you have fear. You have anxiety. You're not in the right mind if you're not scared. But you know what's going on. Now, this wasn't a shoot 'em up. This wasn't anything like a, you know, Black Hawk Down or a video game or anything like that. This is a much different side of combat. Most of the threat that we faced were bombs, mortars, IEDs, and things like that. And in times when, you know, things got rocky, I could always count on both the crew chiefs in the back of the helicopter manning the machine guns, the Apaches that would escort us, and the other entities that we had to protect each other. This is really a team effort, Mike.
What's your game plan to win this? You've got 29 days, 30 days, I guess, till the election.
We absolutely do. I know time's running down. We have the big debate on the 12th, and I advocate for anyone listening, if they've got any interest, sign up for the debate. Come down. Be a part of the process.
This is the Epoch Times debate. Just go to Eventbrite. It's July 12th. 1 week from today, you will be one of four people who've accepted, and I think they've sent out five invites. They'll have subject matter experts there. You go to Eventbrite, put in Epoch Times Nashville debate, you can get a free ticket to that. So that's number one. What else are you doing?
We're doing a lot of things. We're getting out, talking to people. There's several more events that we're a part of to include this Saturday morning, the 9th, in Wilson County. So there'll be a candidate forum for that. And then obviously,
who's sponsoring that candidate forum in Wilson County?
I believe it's Senator Purdy, State Senator Purdy.
Mark Purdy.
He's a pretty low key guy. If you hadn't heard of him. that in itself.
Do you know what I heard? So, Mark, if you're listening, Senator Purdy, he's got the energy level that makes coffee nervous. Remember that?
Yeah, it's a two Red Bull morning every time you talk to Mark Purdy.
Are you doing, like, what in terms of campaigning? Are you doing door-to-door? Are you doing mailings? What else are you doing?
No, we're not doing door-to-door. We've got some mailings coming out. A lot of it have been radio and some limited TV advertising. You know, I was the last entrant into this race. I hadn't been looking at this for, you know, 18 months or a year, or rather a few months, understanding what we can do. You know, we're not going to have the financial resources of others, but I think we've got a message that resounds with many of the voters' constituents just based on who we are, where we came from, and that's a big part of it. So,
Jeff Beierlein, a former West Point grad, former major in the U.S. Army, 101st Airborne, Black Hawk pilot, a healthcare executive and candidate for the 5th Congressional District Republican nomination. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you at that debate a week from tonight.
Thank you, Michael. God bless you guys.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Jeff Beierlein. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.